I am Mary Peace Head, one of the original Rosie the Riveter shipbuilders, World War II. And I was invited to this Women's Day celebration. It is the third one that we've had since we have the new school here.
Can I ask you a very personal question? Can I ask you how old you are?
I am 87 years old.
Okay. And have you always lived in this... Oh, sorry. Have you always lived in this community?
I lived in Louisiana, was where I was born, and I lived most of my adult life in Berkeley, and from Berkeley to Richmond to a little area called Parchester Village. I've been walking the streets there for 67 years, Parchester Village.
You've been walking the streets there?
Walking and living on the street where I live now for 67 years.
That's very impressive. So you talked about helping with shipbuilding during the Rosie the Riveter era. What is the most important lesson you learned from that experience?
The most important message that I learned from there were there was people from all over the new United States migrated in Richmond to work in the shipyard. And At that time, I was working on Alcatraz Avenue in Berkeley at a pie shop. And one of the ladies did not show up at that pie shop, but the next day she came by and showed all of us her paycheck, which she had made from the Richmond shipyard. So the following day, I was the only one that showed up at Red's Pie Shop on Alcatraz in Berkeley. And the boss lived in San Francisco, so he was kind of late getting there, and he was wondering, what's going on? Nobody's here. Nobody's working. Where's everyone? I said, they all gone downtown Oakland to register for shipbuilding, for working in the shipyard. And I say, I won't be here tomorrow. I say, I'm going to leave time you get through asking questions.
So the money was so much better doing that everybody... Okay. And so how many of the shipbuilders were women? Do you remember?
Well, it was about... lots of women. I can't quote that amount of women that was working. But we had to, when we registered, we didn't go to work right away. We went to Richmond High School and was trained how to hold a welding gun and different parts about welding. And after that, they sent us out on the job. I always have been the type of person, any job that I get, I try to put my best in it. So after a while working in the shipyard, being a welder, there's many things that you have to learn after the welding. After you get through welding, it is a scale that comes on from the gun, melted metal. And then you had to buff that off. And when you got that clean, a prime paint. And then that moved on to the next group. So I become something like a release person. And doing the work at the shipyards, if someone was late showing up, because I was a brilliant person about learning. Want to go outside?
Okay, so you were just talking to me about the things that you did, and you could fill in many places.
After the scaling came a prime paint, and I became a release person. And if someone showed up late, I could fit them in. And everyone really got to know me. Well, at Ashby and San Pablo, that is where the F train stopped to pick people up going to the Richmond Shipyard. And at the shipyard where the train stopped at, Kaiser had a restaurant there. And they had cut down a big log. And I would sit there and wait on the train to come because I always took the early one. And I got to talk to most of the women that worked in the area that did not want to work beside a person with a skin color. And it was very interesting and exciting to me to tell them how black people got black, the skin color. And that's how I got the name Peace.
So you're talking about you worked next to white women who didn't want to work next to black people.
Right, because they didn't want to work. And my theory was we are here just like the soldiers on the home front. We could make mistakes by being angry. So I did find out that one of the ladies who really cared about me brought her little granddaughter home to visit me that had never seen one with skin, and she cried the whole while she was there. And the next day, her grandmother was able to tell her that she was crying because I was burned all over because of my black skin. So that's how I got the name Peace in the Richmond Shipyard.
That's very sweet. Can you tell me?
That I am among the oldest living member of Kaiser because I worked the Kaiser 3 shipyard.
The Kaiser 3 shipyard. Okay, did anybody ever tell you that you can't do this because you're a woman, you can't do this because anything? Did anyone ever say that to you?
No.
No.
And if they did, what would you have said?
Any job that you got, you was trained for it, and they know that you're fit for it. They didn't just send you out there.
And how about your parents? When you told them, I'm going to go work in the shipyard, what did they say to you?
Oh, well, my father was around at the Bay Bridge, and my father was a full-blooded Indian. And when he got laid off from the Bay Bridge, he came home, and the last time he came, he took me away from my mother, and he was coming back to California, and he did help to build the Alameda Tunnel.
Your father built the Alameda Tunnel.
That Alameda Tunnel. And during that time, you had to get on the ferry to go to Alameda. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. So you have many, many, many life experiences. So until today, what is the most important lesson that you've learned in your life?
The most important thing is being one of the Rosie the Riveter shipbuilder that had more experience with the shipyard, and they dedicated the Rosie the Riveter Park to Rosie the Riveter. And that day I was the main speaker. They had trained me to speak, and I wasn't going to go up on the stage because I didn't see any of my family. But George Miller was the one that was supporting me in that opening, there was a lady named Donna Powell. During that time, she was working with the counselor people, and I had been to Washington, D.C. when President Clinton was our president, got to know and dance. I loved to dance with them, and when they came to get information to open up the park, Donna Piles was the one that knew more about the war than I did, although she was much younger than I, because it was 2005, I think, when they opened up that park.
So when you say you went to Washington, D.C., and you got to dance with
President Clinton.
You did.
And he, yes, he had a business in, every time I go to Washington, D.C. now, they always ask me, where do I want to go on a tour? Well, he's no longer in the ghetto. I love that name, ghetto, and interested in people who have a ghetto life. It's a good life.
I love it. And what does International Women's Day mean to you?
That International Day for speaking, I did not see any of my family, a very few blacks. And I told George Miller, I said, I won't go up there. I don't see any of my people to torture me. He said, I'll take you up the stairs. Well, when I got up the stairs and he handed me the mic, my family came out and I was so happy.
That's wonderful. And right now, today is also a day for women and men to come together throughout the world. Why is that important?
That is so important because Richmond have been accused and named the most dangerous place to go and have parties and to live. It's not true. So we're proving that this is our third year for women's celebration, and it's getting better and better.
Finally, what message would you like to send to men and women around the world about peace, like your name?
I'm thinking that we're having a lot of uncomfortable things going on because I feel that we're going to have to come as one. Oh, like today here at the school, everybody's so happy. It's not like most people think that Richmond is a bad place to live. I wouldn't live any place else.